So today we're talking about something called Pascal's wager. Pascal's wager. Now, essentially, it's a gamble on faith. It's a discussion or a thought experiment, let's call it, that Pascal, Blaise Pascal, who was a mathematician, philosopher, etc., came up with. Pascal was also known for his triangle, Pascal's triangle, and it's probably something that you remember studying at school with the ones at the top, and you sort of add up the numbers next to it to create some sort of pattern. He was a very intelligent man. So the thought experiment itself takes us to the heart of religion, risk, and the choices we make based on belief, or maybe even lack thereof. So, what are the basics of Pascal's wager? So, it's not really an argument for or against the existence of God, but it's more of a rational bet on what belief in God can offer to you. So saying, well, actually, is it more beneficial if you were to put your money on something to believe in the existence of God or not? So there are a few different options that Pascal mentions. So here they are. If you believe in God and you're right, you gain eternal happiness, maybe in heaven. If you believe in God and you're wrong, you lose very little. Maybe time praying, maybe you lose out on taking drugs or drinking or doing activities that maybe God would not perceive as beneficial. If you don't believe in God, though, and you're wrong, you will face eternal suffering, hell. And maybe if you don't believe in God and you're right, then nothing really happens. Now, based on those variables and based on logic, Pascal argued that it makes more sense to believe in God, doesn't it? As the potential gain of eternal happiness far outweighs the small sacrifice of living a righteous and religious life. Now, there's a few caveats here, really. One is that he's referring to the theist religions, so Christianity, Islam, Judaism, for example, mainly Christianity, really, in the face of it. And also, you're making an assumption as to the traits of God. I think it's interesting that we all, or many people, believe in a creator, but we all argue about, well, my God wouldn't do this, my God wouldn't say that. Who determined those traits? Maybe it's a bit like you can watch your dog from a puppy to grow old and die. You see the whole cycle. Maybe God is timeless and he sees this in that respect. But maybe he doesn't. There's just no way of knowing. But what Pascal was referring to is actually based on the theist religions and Christianity, etc. It makes more sense to believe in God because you're gaining more than you're potentially losing by either not believing in God or it not being real anyway, if that makes sense. It's a very logical way of looking at something faith-based. So it's compelling because it is based on risk analysis. It's placing a bet on beliefs, not based on certainty, but on maybe minimizing potential losses. And it's basically a risk management strategy, isn't it? So imagine this. You're standing at the edge of a precipice, unsure if it's a drop into the abyss or you'll drop onto a safe path. Wouldn't you maybe prefer to take the side that has a safety net instead, even if you can't be sure? The wage is exactly that. It suggests that even if you aren't certain about the existence of a god, again, in that theist way, believing in God is seen as the safest bet. But here's a twist. Pascal wasn't saying that belief should only be driven by risk. He was merely suggesting that if you want to avoid the worst possible outcome, eternal suffering, you should bet on belief. Well, there are some criticisms, aren't there? And there are some drawbacks to this. Although it's a fascinating way to think about it. It maybe oversimplifies belief, doesn't it? Can it really be a bet on something so big? Can you genuinely believe in something simply because it's a safer option? Maybe God would punish you for thinking in such a way, again, based on what you believe God's personality is like. Some argue that calculation of potential rewards and punishments, it undermines the authenticity. It should be about a deeply held conviction and spiritual experience, not just on an insurance scheme. Obviously, I've mentioned a few times that it's based on certain religions and types of religions. But there are vast numbers of ways to think about God, aren't there? So Pascal only assumes one possibility in the grand scheme of things. Let's take this away from religion for a second. Because Pascal's wager can be used in a different way. It's a strategy for decision making, isn't it? In situations of uncertainty, life itself is full of risks. And we often don't know the outcomes of our choices. Let's say that you're deciding to take a leap in your career, start a new relationship, or even change your lifestyle. Like Pascal's wager, you can approach it with a mindset of risk and reward. For example, if you take the leap and succeed, the benefits could be huge. But if you fail, while the costs may be high, you could still learn valuable lessons along the way, and you could therefore minimize long-term regrets. So, practically then, maybe you can start framing your decisions as bets. When making a big decision, you could ask, what's the worst that could happen if I take this action? What's the best case scenario? And you'll start then weighing risks and rewards, much like Pascal did with, obviously, Pascal's wager and the faith-based argument. Maybe it's a case of embracing uncertainty. Because life is so uncertain and we can't always predict outcomes, instead of actually fearing the unknown, maybe we can treat it like an opportunity to test our assumptions and see what works for us. Maybe it's a case of playing the long game. In many of life's decisions, short-term pain can lead to long-term gain. Whether it's, in Pascal's example, giving up some hedonistic activities now for benefits later on. Maybe it's pursuing a tough goal and going through pain now, or steps that may feel uncomfortable will provide long-term benefits and rewards later on. Maybe you should start thinking about everything as Pascal's wager. Now, Pascal isn't trying to give a definitive answer to questions about God's existence. It's helping us to understand how we make decisions when we face uncertainty. What's the worst outcome? How can we act to minimize risk, even if we're uncertain about the ultimate truth? It's a bit like game theory and the prisoner's dilemma, and it's something that we'll probably come on to a later stage. But if we can think rationally about things, it can help us to make better decisions. What are you betting on currently? Are you betting on a new project, a stock, a new skill, or trusting someone? When we use calculated decision making with long-term risk in mind, we can start to make decisions that might show future success. So, what are you wagering on? And how can you begin to use this type of thought process to provide you with longer term benefit?